came back a second day, he would not meet. Because the grace of God is so powerful. It's God's power of the dark place. It really is heaven or hell. It's destruction or the life that God has. Come to Christ, a Savior that will save you and love you and change you from the inside out by His power. Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net. This is The Ragged Edge. Remember us in your prayers. Remember us.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Quirk. And John is an amazing individual. I met him probably 15 years ago. He spent 25 years with the CIA prior to that time. And since he retired from the CIA, he has a financial company where he actually helps to track money down, travels throughout the world. He's just back from living almost a year in Turkey. But he's going to be hopefully staying here in the United States for a while, because things are getting a little very, very dangerous, increasingly dangerous in that part of the world, because, of course, it looks to me, and I think John would certainly agree, that there is going to be a major conflict taking place. And he's on a cell phone, but it's hopefully we're going to be able to have a good conversation with John Quirk. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Good evening. I hope you can hear me okay.
Hey, you're doing just fine. You go right ahead, pick up the story, and suddenly you can repeat what you said the other day, because this is an entirely different audience. But I thought your remarks were so vitally important, especially since we've been focusing our attention on the political theater here in America, which was all put on. Basically, there was no real problem. We were going to default. We couldn't have defaulted if we wanted to. This was all political theater, but it's distracted us from the very important things that are taking place in the Near East and the Middle East that I believe are going to have a profound impact on the lives of everyone listening to this program tonight. John, you go right ahead.
Well, the only thing about the possible default is the continuing problem with the budget. And I think what you're going to see is over the next few weeks, because of what's happening in the Middle East, the Obama administration is going to come forward and demand more and more cuts in the military. And in order to justify that, in other words, to put forward a defense on their foreign policy, which isn't doing too well, they're going to announce in the next week or two that we've made an agreement with Iran, that Iran has agreed to certain stipulations regarding the development or non-development of more centrifuges. The sticking point is that Iran does not want to close Qom down, where there's a big nuclear research facility. And it all comes down to what Obama has done in the Mideast, and it's basically his failure both in foreign policy and national security. It started with Syria by letting the Russians play us. The Syrians are defeating the opposition, the Syrians and the Iranians with Russian help want a Shia arc that goes from Iraq to Iran all the way to Lebanon with Hezbollah and Syria. And it's making the Gulf states very nervous. Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, and the rest of the Gulf states are getting closer to Israel. They're making a number of agreements with Israel. Israel is very, very worried about the United States moving forward and making an agreement with Iran. And I think what's going to happen is after the agreement with Iran, Obama is going to tell the Israelis there's no need to worry. They don't have to worry about a nuclear Iran anymore. I don't think the Israelis are going to buy it. They're actually getting ready to strike Iran. And one of the problems...
Hold that thought, John. Let me just point out that Israel is drawing closer to Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi and some of the other Sunni states. What is in heaven's name is going on? And yet, apparently, they're very, very developing very close relationships between Israel and Saudi Arabia.
Yes, and...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make
hold
your own
thought,
deal.
Thank you, thought. Boss. We'll be back in just a moment. And basically, our guest this evening is John Quirk. And John is simply pointing out that the people, the Sunni nations over there, do not trust America, especially with the debacle there in Syria. And as a result, why Abu Dhabi and Dubai and Saudi Arabia and Sydney, all the Sunni nations of that part of the world, are drawing closer to Israel, if you can imagine this. And yet, of course, they realize Americans, I'd far rather have Israel there other than this, and they have the Shia domination of that region. Now, basically, of course, the Shias have at least 100,000 sophisticated missiles aimed at, and that's the figure John is using, 100,000 sophisticated missiles. These are not just the old missiles they've had in the past where you just lob them in, you don't know where they end, where they're going to land. These are sophisticated missiles. Some people, in fact, we had a visitor with us this last weekend from Israel. She used the figure 200,000. Barry Shamus uses the figure 200,000. But it doesn't matter whether it's 100,000 missiles or 200,000 missiles. Basically, 50,000 missiles would pretty well wipe Israel off the face of the map. And these missiles are there. They're ready to be fired. And Israel is deeply, deeply concerned. And basically, of course, Israel now, within this last couple of weeks, has actually assassinated three or four top-line Iranian nuclear physicists. Suddenly, there are groups in Iran, the people who really run Iran, are talking about how they're going to play the United States. They've come out with their statements among themselves saying, look, we're going to just play the Americans. We'll make them think we want peace, but actually we're going to attack Israel in 2014 and destroy it. And all of these things are known to the people over there. You're not going to get it here in the United States because the media is controlled and they're not focusing your attention on these things. And yet, of course, what has happened is that Israel is getting ready to act independent of America because they no longer trust the Obama administration. Would that be a fair assessment, John?
Yes, it's even more than that. In 2005, the whole plan that Iran had to enrich uranium was rejected by Mr. Bush and the European Union because they basically said they did not want to allow Iran to continue enrichment. And Iran is saying it is their right to enrich uranium, but you don't need to enrich uranium if you have peaceful nuclear energy. And I think what's going to happen, the Obama administration and Mr. Kerry has basically said they're going to cave into Iran. They're going to give everything in. And here's the whole strategy. I don't like to get into conspiracies, but there is a conspiracy with Iran, Russia, and Syria. The Iranians are helping the Syrians win and defeat the opposition in Syria. They need a couple more months for Assad to consolidate his position. He's getting tremendous amounts of aid from Russia, something like 25 new different kinds of armored vehicles, new T-90 Russian tanks, all kinds of ammunition. The few CIA trained cadres on the ground that were trained in the United States, Syrians fighting Assad, are really getting wiped out between the Russian-backed Syrian military and the Iranian-backed Syrian military. And they're caught between Al-Qaeda, which is increasing dramatically in Syria, and the opposition. So Iran, this is their game. They're going to continue to negotiate a couple more months with the United States until Syria wins, until Hezbollah is reinforced. And then they'll probably try to make some kind of agreement with the United States. And then here's one of the problems which people forget. We have treaties with Israel, and it says that if Israel is attacked, even in a counterattack, if Israel attacks first and then Iran counterattacks, the United States must come to Israel's defense. And traditionally, that joint Pentagon-Israeli Defense Force agreement meant that the United States would take out the Iranian Navy and the Air Force, make sure that Iran did not attack Saudi Arabia, make sure that the Gulf was not blocked and oil prices didn't go through the ceiling. Well, Obama is now planning to do the following. He's going to make peace with Iran, and then he's going to go to Israel and say, look it, we don't really want to enforce these agreements anymore because you, Israel, must listen to what we're saying because we've made peace with Iran. Well, Iran already has something like 20,000 centrifuges. They're about 98% almost to the point where they have somewhere between 3 to 6 bombs if they don't already have 1 or 2 already. The Israelis aren't buying it. 2 days ago, Netanyahu from Israel came out and said, look it, we have the right to do a preemptive strike. Do not believe Iran. He told Mr. Obama very direct, don't trust them. We don't believe them. We believe they have a strategy for trying to wipe us out. They've continued to say it. This new document that was intercepted by the NSA basically says what the Iranians are going to do, what their strategy is that I just outlined. And I think what you're going to see in the next month or so, possibly sooner, there's going to be some type of pretext for Israel to attack Iran.
And I think this is so vitally important for our listeners out there. Basically, listen to what Netanyahu is saying. I suddenly go up on the internet and simply pull down all of his recent statements. And it's very obvious he is talking about unilateral attack on Iran. But if that occurs, we are going to be involved in one way or another, whether we want to or not. And this could be a disaster. It could be a disaster for certainly for Israel. It could be a disaster for Iran. It could be a disaster for the United States. You know, when a war starts, you never know how it's going to end. And I personally have, for many reasons, have believed for some time that Iran probably already has a nuclear device. And Iran has said, look, if Israel attacks us, why suddenly they would never attack us without the permission of the United States? And if the little Satan attacks us, we will attack the big Satan. Well, now, how in the heaven's name could Iran attack the United States? We're the most powerful nation in the world. Well, they could attack us with an EMP attack and simply wipe out the infrastructure of our nation with one bomb. Is that a possibility, John?
Yeah, it's a possibility in a couple of ways. One, if you look at what China is doing, you know, on the other end, just north of Syria, you have Turkey, the Turkish border. Turkey lately has been pulling more away from the United States. They are, Erdogan, the prime minister, announced the other day, we are going to have more Islam, not less Islam. And it's just, it's shaken the foundations of the secular people in Turkey, many Jews, there's 12 synagogues there, many Christians, and Turkey just signed a $4 billion agreement with the Chinese. And here's part of the agreement. It's not only for air defenses, which is a poke in the eye to the United States and probably a precursor to moving away from the United States and a precursor to destroying NATO. Part of the whole package that we learned is that the Turks are going to be able to have an EMP capability from China. The other thing that happened recently, just a few days ago, The Turkey dropped a dime on Israel's spy program within Turkey and Iran, both places. Israel is furious. The United States was taken completely by surprise. So what it basically says, Turkey is really allying itself with Iran, even though they're both kind of rivals in being the regional partner in the area. There's many, many Turks that live in Iran, and there's many Iranians that live in Turkey. But in this particular case, in the case of Turkey, it's about Islam and trying to build a new Ottoman Empire. In the case with Iran, even though they're very religious, it's about staying in power. They want to stay in power and be the regional power. And they are, and they see the weakness in Mr. Obama's foreign policy. Mr. Obama's got 3 weak parts of his foreign policy, and a 4th is going to be joining him soon. The first part is this foreign policy is very weak. In terms of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, when he came over last May, asked Mr. Obama to do something about Gulen, who runs this cult out of near Philadelphia. And Gulen, who is building charter schools all over the world in something like 140 countries, especially in Texas and through the United States, is trying to overthrow the Turkish government.
I know I could just comment for our listeners. If you don't know who Mr. Gulen is, he is one of the key players in this whole unfolding scenario. He is one of the richest men in the world. His wealth is estimated to between $20 and $50 billion. He is a CIA asset. He certainly wants to dominate Turkey. In fact, he was actually thrown out of Turkey because of his radical Islamic views. And the Turkish government is very concerned about this man. Now, you're not going to read about him because of the degree of control of the media. We have a wonderful book called Crescent Moon Rising by Paul Williams. You need to get it and read it. All about Gulen. Crescent Moon Rising. He's one of the major figures, actors on the world scene. And you're not going to read, well, I think I read one article in the New York Times saying he was an eccentric millionaire. This man is not eccentric. He is not a millionaire. He's a billionaire. Go right ahead.
Yeah, he's got his own agenda, and it's nothing more than a political movement, although he tries to perceive and tell people that it's all about the soft side of Islam. It's all nonsense. It's a political movement. It's a fifth column movement to overthrow the Turkish government and have an Islamic state.
And in fact, he wants to dominate that whole part of the world. He even has almost 150 or 140 charter schools right here in the United States where they're pushing the Islamic culture. But of course, you're never going to hear about that through regular channels.
And he's using subversion.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
John is simply saying that certainly Russia and China are working in concert with countries in South America, Venezuela, Nicaragua, three or four other countries down there. And basically, of course, they're all working in concert. Certainly, Russia is one of the major sources of energy in that part of the world, but she's also a major source of military equipment, and they're selling massive amounts of military equipment, not only to the Arabs, certainly in the Arab states, they're selling it in South America, and then of course China has made a recent contract with Turkey, I think for $4 billion of military equipment, and the average American has very little idea that America is being placed as the major supplier of military equipment throughout the world. America's in real trouble financially. We cannot afford, to be putting out $1 trillion more every year than we're taking in. And basically, we're taking in right now about $2.4 trillion, and we're putting out $3.5 trillion. We have actually increased the federal deficit $6 trillion in 5 years. And the average American simply blithely goes on as if it can go on forever. But as John points out, a program is underway to cut back on America's military. America's been the dominant military force in the world since World War II, but that is rapidly coming to a close. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, the other thing about the Chinese, they just announced, they kept it secret, but by 2014, they're going to start building a new canal. It's going to cost something like $30 billion. It's going to link the Pacific to the Caribbean and Nicaragua. They're going to have two airports, two big ports, and the Chinese just bought the last American shipyard, Braswell Shipping. So now what they'll do, even though the Chinese control both ends of the Panama Canal through a company called Hutchinson Whampoa, which is based in Hong Kong, but it's really a front for the Chinese military, they will be able to marginalize and control Panama through the new canal that they're building. They'll be able to control what ships are repaired. For instance, if our destroyer runs aground, an American destroyer runs aground in Costa Rica or Panama or Central America, they will decide when that ship will be repaired. They're going to build this canal. It's 170 miles. It's going to be an unbelievable engineering feat. Starting, as I said, December 2014, it'll take 4 to 6 years to finish. So they will then be the major controlling factor of all the shipping lanes in the world. Along the east coast of the United States, they have a base already in Panama. They have a base in the Bahamas, one in Jamaica. They have a big base now, of course, in Venezuela with the Chavistas. So if you look at a map, they will control the east coast of the United States, the Caribbean, the Central America with Nicaragua, the canal they're building in Panama, and it's for the exploitation of resources. And China and Russia are moving into Latin America. They're starting police academies, intelligence training centers. So all these things that we've been fighting these countries under communism are coming now in a hybrid form. China's still communist. Russia is really a dictatorship. You don't have to call it communist, but it's the Putin dictatorship. So there is a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. And China is the country with the money. They've got a checkbook that's unbelievable. They can afford to undermine American military technology like they did in Turkey and Iran. They're selling and training all kinds of centers, as I said, in Latin America. And they're building all kinds of shipping infrastructures in Africa and in Latin America.
And let me just point out that China is the second largest manufacturing empire in the world today. The United States is still the first, but it's not going to last that much longer. And what people really don't understand is that China certainly is expanding its influence all throughout the world. China certainly has a massive amount of American money, certainly deposited and invested in America, invested throughout the world. We hear about certainly how certainly the housing market's coming back in America. They don't tell you that about one in every 10 homes here in America that's bought is being bought by Chinese corporations for certainly renting out. And they're buying certainly shopping centers, they're buying factories. The Chinese are a major financial force in the world today, and they will surpass American manufacturing, and it didn't have to happen. This has happened because we designed our corporate tax structure to encourage companies to go overseas. Why would you do that? Because the people who design our tax structure want to build up the economy of other nations and lower them here in America, and the average American has no idea what's going on.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly John is talking about one of the leading Chinese entrepreneurs. He's supposedly independent, but he's really not. And he's developing all sorts of military facilities, certainly in South America and in China, in preparation for building up and for the military strength of China. He even mentions that this gentleman is involved with EMP. And for those of you who don't know, EMP is electromagnetic pulse, and this is basically a technology that could be utilized with one simple bomb to wipe out the entire electronic infrastructure of the United States. And for some reason, even though Congress voted unanimously in 2010, every congressman, Republican, Democrat, Independent, voted in 2000 and passed a resolution to address the issue and protect America. Why? Nothing ever happened. The legislation died in the Senate, and they can't even get it out of Congress, even though a number of our congressmen are desperately trying to get the information out, trying to get the, the so-called SHIELD, S-H-I-E-L-D, out of Congress. They can't do it. This would protect America, and we have to ask ourselves, why would there be an organized effort to block efforts to protect America for a few hundred million, a few billion dollars? Why we could protect America? We give that to Pakistan every year. So why aren't we protecting America? And why don't more Americans understand that this is a very, not imaginary, but very real threat? And that's the question I would leave you with tonight. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, I think that the people in our government, if you want to give Mr. Obama the benefit of the doubt, if you want to play the devil's advocate, is just that our budgets are just skewered. We don't have enough revenue. We've got a multi-trillion dollar debt. We can't come to, as you've seen, an agreement at the right time on fiscal responsibility, and we just can't cut back things. So for people that are from the left, it's very easy to cut back the military because these military weapon systems cost so much money. The problem with cutting them back today is we have an unbelievable wealthy rival, China. And China wants to dominate the world, and they're flush with cash. And they are doing everything. For instance, when Mr. Obama was not able to go 2 weeks ago to two of the Asian summits, the Chinese came in to Malaysia, Indonesia. They tried even with the Philippines. It didn't work, of course, with Japan or Taiwan. But they pulled their checkbook out, and they said, we will help you in all of these things. We will give you money, Malaysia. We will give you money, Burma. We will give you money, Indonesia. And their ultimate foreign policy, the Chinese, is to push us out of the Pacific. They don't have to do it through military power. They're not going to build a blue water navy. They're going to do it through economic power. And what is their economic power? Co-opting and bribing people in different countries, like they're doing in the Caribbean now, marginalizing the United States' efforts in terms of treaties. They're going to have their own treaties. And a lot of people don't know this. When the Chinese have meetings all through Asia, they invite every country in the Pacific except the United States. They're now starting to try to wean Australia away from us, an old ally of the United States. I mean, it's not going to work with countries like Japan or Taiwan that can't stand the Chinese. But the rest of these countries, like Malaysia and Indonesia, they need money. 80% of all of Australia's trade is with China. 75% of all of Japan's trade is with China. So they can do a lot. They can bribe people. They can extort people. And the United States just doesn't have the money to compete with them. So it's a combination of what Russia is doing, what Muslim countries that hate the United States are doing, and what China is doing to basically increase American debt and almost try to bankrupt us. What the United States has to do, and I don't think we're going to do it, we have to start cutting back on a lot of our other programs. The trouble is, with pork and with the budgets, individual congressmen and senators don't want to cut all of these entitlement programs. They don't want to cut Obamacare. They don't want to cut this. They don't want to cut NASA and so on. So it's easy for a liberal government to say, look it, we're pulling back out of the Mideast. We may not be able to compete in the Pacific, although Mr. Obama isn't saying that yet. To give him credit, he's not saying that yet. But in order to do all of this and to save America, we're going to have to dramatically cut our military. We're going to have to reduce our spending in support of Israel. We can't help NATO anymore. They're going bust in Europe economically. And as a result, I think you're going to start to see a big isolationist move in the United States. I think you're going to see the United States closing consulates and embassies in the Mideast. We'll probably start closing some of our bases. And the bottom line is, whether Mr. Obama's in the office or not, we can't just continue to fund Europe, Mideast, Asia, and Latin America. We have too many challenges from our adversaries. And unfortunately, I don't think we have the leadership in our foreign policy to do anything to stop China. They're a juggernaut. Or to even to stop what Russia is doing. I mean, Russia is basically a fourth world country, although they have nuclear weapons, but they're succeeding against the United States. Even some of the former Russian republics are starting to have doubts about American leadership. Not Poland, but Moldova, Belarus, not Georgia, but certainly countries like Kazakhstan, separate countries, even Armenia, Azerbaijan, are starting to open up more relations with Russia because they see the United States as a possible candidate for pulling out of those regions. And a lot of it's based on our own fault because we've really messed up our whole economy.
Well, I share your concern. Of course, my major concern right now is the very real possibility that Israel is going to act independently. They're very, very concerned that Iran is on the verge of getting a nuclear weapon. They have said that certainly they will not allow this, and they will have a preemptive strike. And I think this is really one of the most frightening things that the average American really can't believe that this could happen. But I do believe this could happen, and I think it'd have disaster results, certainly as far as Israel, as far as the United States are concerned. Now, my understanding is certainly as Israel is drawing closer to Saudi Arabia, why the Saudis perhaps might even allow Israel to use their air bases for their strikes on Iran. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, there is an agreement, a couple of different agreements. The Saudis still hope the United States will protect them and their bases along the Gulf, and there's no scare tactics now that the United States will pull out of that, but they're very, very worried, and they're worried about the Iranians in a counterattack would, because Israel is being drawn closer to Saudi Arabia, that what the Iranian battle plan would be is not just a cyber attack, but a possible EMP attack. They would encourage Hezbollah to launch rockets, and now their Hezbollah rockets can hit every part of Israel. And the other part of it is that Iranian troops would move in almost in a welcoming fashion in Iraq. We still have a lot of troops there. They could hold them hostage. There's still something like 40,000 Iranian Jews, and Iran has basically said to Israel, we're going to hold them hostage. Iranians would also definitely attack the oil fields in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and try to block the Gulf. And their threats would also be to, you know, oil prices would go sky high. The stock markets would be in jeopardy. This is what the United States is certainly worried about, as well as Europe, because our recoveries in Europe are non-existent. The recovery in the United States may be stalled because of the recent debt ceiling. So everybody's telling Israel not to attack, but I'm going to tell you, there's a couple indications that Israel will attack. All of the differences between the right-wing parties and the left-wing and the extreme parties in Israel have gone away. They're all unified now. They're terrified and extremely paranoid of what could happen with Iran. Okay, they're extremely worried that the United States is going to make an agreement and Israel is not going to be part of it, and I think that's going to happen. So Israel feels that they must attack, and at the same time, they would probably stage a preemptive strike both against Hezbollah and maybe 30 to 40 of the nuclear research sites in Iran.
Well, let me just comment for our listeners. This last week, we had Cheryl Hancock with us, and she is our correspondent over there in Israel. And basically, up until about a month ago, while about 40% of the Israeli population didn't have a gas mask, today, literally everybody has a gas mask, but they're deeply concerned. Certainly, they have a lot of civil defense centers that certainly have been there, but nothing's been done to them for some years now. They're all being renovated in preparation for what the Israelis believe is a coming conflict. Now, you're not hearing about this. You're not hearing about it through regular channels, but this is what certainly we're getting from Cheryl Hancock, and she has her people over there, and she's actually back there. We'll be talking to her later this month, the first of next month, but basically these are things that are going on because the Israeli people are convinced that something big is on the verge of happening, and yet the average American has almost no idea what is really going on in that part of the world, but I really believe it is going to have a profound impact here. Go right ahead, John.
Well, the other thing that Israel is concerned about, they have a couple of concerns. One is right now, today, they have a very good relationship with Egypt, because Egypt is, of course, wailing on the Muslim Brotherhood in the Sinai. They're cooperating with Israel on destroying tunnels that the Muslim Brotherhood supported with the Palestinians in Gaza. They're destroying those. They're wiping out the Muslim Brotherhood. They're putting them in jail. But Israel doesn't know how long that's going to last. The second part of what Israel is concerned about is they're very worried about the stability of Jordan and the war from Syria spilling over into Lebanon and possibly Jordan. We never hear about this anymore, but there's over a million refugees going into Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey, which is causing a burden to those countries and could destabilize them.
These are Syrian refugees you're speaking of. Go ahead.
Yeah, Syrian refugees going in. Well, we know that there's been, you know, 500,000 Syrian refugees in Turkey already, but now the Syrian refugees are moving into Lebanon and in hundreds of thousands of them going into Jordan. And those countries just can't afford. The United States isn't giving much aid. Russia isn't giving much aid. The UN talks a lot, but they're not giving much aid. And these people are suffering. Children are starving. Israel is actually opening up a lot of its hospitals for some refugees coming in from Lebanon and Jordan, but they can't keep funding that. They just can't keep doing it. And behind all of this is Iran. There's Iranian military officers on the ground, and that should be part of any peace agreement that the United States makes, but Mr. Kerry never seems to talk about that. He never talks about all the Iranian officers that are helping the Syrians, Iranian officers that are helping with potential missile launches by Hezbollah in Lebanon and with Russian help. So Israel is worried about Egypt, Jordan, the expansion of the war into Lebanon, more rockets in Hezbollah, a peace agreement they can't live with between the United States, their old ally, and Iran. And now what's happening in Turkey. There's more of a rub between Turkey and Israel. It's like Erdogan exposed this Mossad spy ring, and it's really been devastating to Netanyahu. He thought he could rely on Erdogan with some things. So it's really also the rise of radical Islam, like the Gulen movement in Turkey, radical Al-Qaeda Islam in Yemen. Al-Qaeda is growing in Syria. Mr. Assad is right about that. And then how long is Egypt going to be able to hold on and get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood? So all of those things to me indicate, plus the gas masks and other things, that Israel must do a strike against Iran. It might be a limited surgical strike, but for sure the Israelis in the past, both in Syria a couple of years ago and Iraq in the 70s, wiped out the nuclear facilities in Iraq in the 70s. They wiped out a nuclear research facility in Syria a couple of years ago, and they have no qualms about doing the same thing in Iran.
No, but now, John, do you know if Israel has hardened their facilities against an EMP attack, against an electromagnetic pulse attack? Would they be as susceptible to an EMP attack as we would be?
Yes, they are. They don't have that capability. They have this Iron Dome that the United States helped them with, but that's basically a missile shield from Iran. It's not a missile shield from Hezbollah rockets. It's a very sophisticated thing. It's got nothing to do with an EMP attack. And this, you know, the Chinese are probably a year or 2 years away from building an EMP facility in Turkey. They're probably a year away from helping Iranians. The Iranians can't do it on their own. They need Russian and they need Chinese help. So they're not there yet, but they're working towards that. And Iran has a plan. They have a battle plan, and their date to wipe out Israel is what they're telling everybody is 2014, sometime in that period. I think you're going to see in the next 2 months the United States back and forth negotiating with Iran. The Israelis are going to watch to see what happens. There could be a trigger with something that happens in Syria, something that happens in Egypt, something that happens in Turkey, and that will give the Israelis an excuse, if they can do it without offending the United States, to attack Iran.
Oh, John, do you have time? Can you put out your email or any contact in case people want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, my email is irgglobal@aol.com.
irgglobal@aol.com. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Let us swear a leap. Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, and it would be well your while, worth your while to get both the afternoon program yesterday and the program today, my two interviews with John Quirk, to get the background of what's really going on and over there in that part of the world. And certainly, as you know, we talk through the advertisements, so you get a lot more information if you actually get the tapes. I will have to admit, however, they will be posted at our website, radioliberty.com, if you'd like to get them there. But we are entering into a very dangerous and difficult time, and I really fear that Israel is going to launch a preemptive strike on Iran. And if they do that, I believe that Iran may. Now, I'm not saying they will. Could very well launch an EMP attack on America and instantaneously change the world in which we live. Now, if you have not heard our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, I've read the book, One, A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken, we have all of these available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But, of course, we have the Congressional Commission Report 2008, the result of 8 years of congressional study of this issue, which led to the unanimous 2010 decision by Congress to try to protect us from an EMP attack. And nothing came of that. And everything has been done to prevent and block an effective protection for America. And you have to ask why. And basically that, of course, is the $64,000 question. Because an EMP attack instantaneously would change America forever. Well, anyway, because you can get our 4-CD set or our DVD or the book we mentioned, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof, who writes for WorldNet Daily, who was 30 years with the Defense Department. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. I'll have to just share a little something with you. I called Mr. Maloof at one time, asked him to come on the program. He said, well, you'll have to go through my scheduler. I went through a scheduler, and the scheduler said, Mr. Maloof is not available at this time. I'll get back to you later. I called Michael and said, gee, if we can't get you on, do you know somebody else you could talk? And he said, nobody contacted me. Nobody contacted me. I'd be glad to do the program. Now, why would a scheduler who gets paid for scheduling programs simply say that the Michael Maloof was not available without even contacting him? Or is there an organized, orchestrated effort to prevent the American people from learning the truth? And I really believe this is true. And, of course, basically, if you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness, you can actually see the talk from which the book came. It's on my website of radioliberty.com, or we'd be glad to have you get one of my DVDs. You can get the book or the DVD or both together. The DVD, the book, and a CD, the Brotherhood of Darkness special, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope if you're in a position to help us financially that you'll give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if I can mention the health products we carry, they're good products. You need to utilize them. Barbara and I utilize them regularly, and this is despite the fact that we've had the flu, why we've been able, well, we haven't missed any time. We're able to keep going simply by taking allobiotic and vitamin D3 and some of the other items that are available. And basically, the products we carry are put out by one of the largest and best Christian health food companies in the country. And you can get them through Radio Liberty. You can get the list of the health food products we carry. And basically, you need to have the supplements and the vitamins and the minerals and the flavonoids. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, the supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who's been at this game as long as I have, 50 years. He gets up at 3 o'clock every morning, writes a blog you can get, keeping you abreast of what's happening in California and throughout the rest of the country. So without further ado, hi, Stephen, how are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, good talking with you. Hope your cold is getting better.
It really has. Suddenly my voice is stronger, and suddenly a few more days and we'll be back to normal. But basically, what do you think about certainly the what's happened there as far as the political theater in Washington, D.C., the fact that the Republicans just caved in and gave up everything? And of course, as I always pointed out, this had nothing to do with Obamacare. It had everything to do with trying to save America from financial destruction, and the Republicans just gave in.
Well, one of the most outrageous part of the deal that was arranged last night was a $2 billion earmark for the state of Kentucky, the home state of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Okay, and that is, of course, for a dam for some of his friends, a $2.98 or $9 billion. He has got that, and that was his reward for selling out America. And as I always like to say, we have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. He got a $2.8 or $2.9 billion guarantee to build this dam for his friends. He's been trying to get it for some time, and that was his reward. Go right ahead.
And not only his friends, but the unions now will have jobs, so they are happy with him, and he's up for a very tough reelection this coming year. There's already a conservative who has announced, a gentleman by the name of Blevins, who has announced to run against him and is raising money. And what's really outrageous is that the Republican Party has nationally and in the Senate and in the House denounced the use of earmarks, said they will never take them again and won't take them again. And here we have a Senate leader taking $2 billion while at the same time selling out the American people. And what's funny is that all of this starts again January 15th when the budget runs out once again. They only passed the budget in a continuing resolution that goes on only to January 15th, which is, 3 months from now, 90 days from now. And then on February 7th, we again have to raise the debt limit because the amount that they added to the debt, $1.1 billion, isn't enough to get us past 4 months from now. Almost
is that $1.1 billion or $1.1 trillion?
Trillion.
I said billion, trillion. You know, but go right ahead.
Right. You know, when you talk about billions and trillions, it's all money that's way beyond me, and it's obviously way beyond the President of the United States. Added $8 billion to the... and his watch as president in only 5 years. And so on February 7th, we again run out of money, and again they're going to have to go through this drama, very high drama, but we know the results.
But look up Howard and Piven.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments... nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is simply saying that Obamacare, we really don't know how it's going to work. We don't know, and many people are signing up, don't know what doctors they can go to, what hospitals they can go to, what restrictions there will be. And basically, they're signing up for some of these sight unseen, because if they don't have health care, then, of course, they are actually taxed and punished for not having health care. But basically, of course, the whole idea this is affordable and everybody's going to have health care, but it's really not true. In many of our states that are not going into this Medicaid program, why there are going to be about 8 million people in America who are too wealthy to get the free medical care and not wealthy enough to be able to afford it. And about 8 million Americans are not going to have medical care. This did not exist when I went into medical practice in 1960. Every American got medical care because it was taken care of at the local or the state level. Every county in the entire nation had either a county hospital or contract with an adjacent county hospital. But, of course, they had to destroy that. Oh, we want a better system. We want a federal system. Well, we got our federal system, and you can see the chaos it's going to bring with active rationing of health care. And as it is in England today, in England, and I've talked to people from England, the elderly are afraid to go to the hospital because they know very well that they get into the hospital, they'll never get out alive, even if there's nothing seriously wrong with them. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, Fox News presented the story of a young couple that the woman was pregnant, and because of Obamacare, their employer cut off the health care program from the employment, so they didn't have health care, and they had to sell their car in order to pay for the hospital bill just for the birth of their baby. That's what Obamacare has done to one family. And we're going to start hearing more and more stories like that from all over the country of people who have been directly harmed, both their health and their financial security harmed by Obamacare. And the Republican Party and the Democrats last night said, we don't care.
And I think if I could just comment for our listeners out there, if you are suddenly one of those people who doesn't have adequate insurance and you suddenly have to go to the hospital and you got one of these preposterous bills, I'll never forget, I went in for a minor procedure on my shoulder. I didn't even get a meal. I was only there for a few hours. The bill was $13,000. Now, fortunately, Medicare, my Blue Cross, paid for it. But suddenly the costs are extensive. And let me suggest, ladies and gentlemen, but if you're somebody who has, suddenly you don't have the wonderful Medicare that is available, if you're paying your own bills, go in and complain. I know my son, I had to go to the hospital. He had some respiratory problems, and they took him by ambulance down to the hospital. By the time he got to the hospital, he was fine. But they said, well, as long as you're here, you go in. And basically, they took him in. They looked at him for about 2 hours, and the bill was well over $2,500, something like that. And he just went in and talked to them and said, look, this is ridiculous. And they said, well, how about $200 or $250, and he said, sure. And that's how it ended up. He has insurance, but of course the insurance isn't going to pay these things. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to understand that if you go into the hospitals and complain, they will cut your bills. Go right ahead.
And there's another part of this story that is not being told. As you may know, Congress itself and their staff have been exempted from Obamacare. And we don't know we did not know until yesterday how much that cost. So if you're a staffer, you are being subsidized $5,000 for your health care by the taxpayers. And if you are a staffer with a family, the federal government, the federal taxpayers, are for a member of Congress or a Senate, you're being subsidized $10,000 a year for your health care. So not only are we paying for our own health care, but we are subsidizing other workers who happen to work for Congress who exempted themselves from the law so they can save themselves between $5,000 and $10,000 a year in health care costs. If Congress wants to pass a law, they should be willing to live under the same laws that they want the rest of us to live under. If it's not good enough for them, it's certainly not good enough for us.
But, Stephen, why should they have to be? After all, we have an upper ruling class, we have a political ruling class, and we have our common people. And this is the way that it really works. Basically, they have special rules and benefits for themselves. They have pensions that we could never possibly get. They have all sorts, as you mentioned, health care and other benefits. And basically, they subsidize their haircuts. They subsidize their cafeteria. We have a ruling class. We have some of the finest politicians that money and good benefits can buy. It's about time the American people said, look, certainly Congress should have to live under the laws that they apply to the people, and they should not be getting subsidized haircuts, and they should not be getting subsidized food, and they should not be getting subsidized pensions and subsidized health care. They ought to simply have to put up with the same laws that they impose upon us. But don't think for 1 minute it's ever going to happen. We have a ruling class. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, it reminds me as a historian that the Congress is treating the people of the United States as the Politburo in the old Soviet Union treated the people of the Soviet Union.
But, Stephen, we have far more socialism in America than they ever had in communist Russia. I mean, they didn't have food stamps in communist Russia. They didn't have 100 million people either on Medicare or Medicaid. I mean, basically, we have far more in the way of socialist benefits in the United States. And, of course, what has happened is they focused our attention on the threat of international communism and the wicked communists who wanted, of course, to come and take away our freedom. Whereas, of course, the enemy was never in Russia. The enemy was here. Who do you think financed the Russians? Who built, who actually drilled all the oil wells and the natural gas wells in the early 1990s for them? Who financed them going back to the time of the Russian Revolution? You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Well, there's so many books that will tell you how communism from its inception and then Nazism from its inception were all financed from America, because you have to have an enemy, just as today. Why we're financing the terrorists. We're financing the terrorists there in Syria. And if we stop funding the terrorists there, why the murder would stop there. They've killed over 100,000 innocent Syrian civilians because we're funding the terrorists in Syria. But does anybody in America really care? Go right ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you point out about the financing of the Soviet Union and even the Nazis by Wall Street. If you've been reading the papers over the past week and listening to these pronouncements on TV, CEOs of major corporations, the Wall Street financial people, all claim that if we did not pass the increase in the national debt, if we didn't come to a budget conclusion, the world would come to an end, the financial markets would collapse, we'd go into a depression, and once again, just as the Wall Street and major corporations helped finance the Soviet Union and their economy, the same people have been trying very hard to destroy the American economy through debt, through the printing of worthless money, through monetary policies, and through a foreign policy where the United States is not the first thought of, but the United States is used to help the tyrannists and totalitarians of other nations, and to the detriment of the American people. While we had the furloughing of workers, they were going to get paid no matter what. Now they took a 2-week vacation, and now they're going back to work. But while they were not working, while Yosemite was closed down, while people weren't allowed to take photos at Mount Rushmore, the United States government was still giving foreign aid to terrorist countries in the Middle East. And not only doesn't it make sense, but the American people should be outraged. And the reason the American people are not outraged is most of the media just ignores all of this and instead pounds on the members of Congress and Senate, like Senator Cruz and Senator Lee, who stood up and said, we shall go no further. We need to stop the out-of-control spending. We need to return decisions, health decisions, to the American people rather than the American government. And the media, along with the corporatists, the crony capitalists, have used the people as pawns in an effort to have a further grip on the American economy, using the federal government to do that, while at the same time claiming that those who believe in constitutional government and fiscal responsibility, that we are the bad people for wanting constitutional rights upheld and a government that understands that the people want a balanced budget, not a budget that's based on paying off their donors, paying off their friends, and paying off folks in other countries who are indeed our enemy.
And I think it's important that people understand the media in America is rigidly controlled predominantly by six major corporations. That's AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Viacom, that controls CBS, Disney, that controls ABC, certainly GE, that's recently sold NBC to Comcast. They have over 800 radio stations. And then there's Rupert Murdoch, that controls the Wall Street Journal and Fox. And everybody thinks he's conservative. He's not. He's part and parcel of this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that tied deeply into the dark and sinister spirits of forces. They control what we read, what we hear, what we see. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, that's The New Media Monopoly. It's well worthwhile getting. The only trouble is the professor thinks the right wing controls the media. The right wing thinks the left wing controls the media. And they're all wrong.
While a storm clouds, you already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Steve is simply talking about this whole idea of entitlements. That's a nice term. We used to call it charity, and then we called it welfare, and now it's entitlement. Ladies and gentlemen, in a free society, you're not entitled to anything. Basically, of course, you're going to have to look after yourself, but you were entitled, basically, to have the opportunity to develop, to work, to accomplish what you will, dependent upon how hard you want to be involved in the economic system. Unfortunately, we've adopted the fundamental tenets of socialism. And basically, of course, I'm not suggesting we should let people starve. Basically, when I was growing up, we had something called the poor farm. And people who couldn't work went and lived on the poor farm, but it was certainly not something you were very proud of. And eventually then, why, especially when you could get away from the poor farm, get yourself a job, you did that. And suddenly, if you couldn't, why, suddenly then you just lived there. You got three meals a day, and suddenly you didn't get your new sheets every day. You got them once a week, and you had to put them on yourself. But basically, we had a hospital where the elderly were taken care of, a county hospital with one nurse and maybe 20 people on that ward, but they all were kept dry and clean, and they lived out their lives there. They were elderly people waiting to die. But it was all funded locally, and basically we turned our back on that, saying, oh my goodness, the federal government can do it so much better. And here we are today, running $1 trillion a year deficit, and the whole house of cards is coming down, and unfortunately an awful lot of people are going to be left destitute, because what they're going to do is destroy the value of our currency and impoverish the vast majority of the American people. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Well, the whole issue of so-called entitlements include everything from housing vouchers to cheese giveaway and food giveaways, which actually are subsidized food that the government has that it gives to people. Without question, without vetting, without verification, people can just take it. And my favorite, of course, is the free cell phones. A couple of nights ago, I was watching some TV, commercial came on, and here was a 30-second commercial telling the wonders of a cell phone, and I thought it was one of the cell phone companies trying to sell their new version, and at the end it said, you deserve a cell phone, and you can get it free from your government, and then it told how to apply to get a free cell phone. And of course, the company that is selling it is a major that has the contract with the federal government. One of the owners is a major donor to the president and to the Democrat Party. It's just another one of the payoffs of the Democrats. In this case, free cell phones, and people get to use them with you and I paying the cost of not only the phones, but also 250 free minutes, 1,000 free texts per month.
But I think that the frightening thing about this is, hey, when you have a cell phone, they can track you. They can listen to your conversations even when the cell phone is turned off. They can know everything about you. And many of these cell phones, you can actually, they can take pictures of you. They can watch you. Suddenly you may be talking to somebody else while somebody's watching. The cell phone is part and parcel of taking us into the surveillance society. Why do you think that they're giving these things away? Because they just like people? No, they want to be able to control and monitor us from the cradle to the grave. Go right ahead.
Well, what the federal government says is that in today's world, a cell phone is a needed accessory. You can't hold a job. You can't go to school. You can't work with your family. You have to have a cell phone. If you can't afford it, the government will give it to you.
And I don't have one. I'm not going to carry one. I mean, we have one in our home, but I don't carry it. My wife doesn't carry it. We only carry it maybe on taking a trip or something. But basically, I do not want the government to know every place I am, or be able to listen to all of my conversations when the cell phone is turned off or on. Go ahead.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Dr. Stan, but if you bought an automobile, a U.S. manufactured automobile, in the last 5 years, every time you go to the grocery store, to a sporting event, to your doctor's office, the government knows. There is a black box that is inside of every car that's been made in this country for the past 5 years, and the government has control over the data that comes from it.
Unfortunately, all of our cars are very old. I drive a 1991 Chrysler, and I have no intention of getting a new car, but I share your concern. Everything is being monitored, ladies and gentlemen. The people who want a dictatorship, everything is in place. Everybody has a number. Everybody's being watched by drones, by cameras. Every street corner has a camera on it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is simply talking about this new Common Core curriculum. Now, most people think this is some sort of a national program. It's not. It's a subversive program. It's an international program. It is a vehicle for indoctrination of the children all across the world in lies and withholding information for them, lowering their living standards, lowering their knowledge about math, lowering their living an understanding about what's really important. And basically, of course, children all throughout the world are going to be programmed with these same ideas. It's called Common Core. And basically, when you understand this is a subversive movement being put forward by subversive elements within our society. And basically, of course, it's a violation of the Constitution because local school boards are actually signing contracts with international organizations to impose this educational program on the unsuspecting children of our nation. And the average parent really can't understand that this is a subversive element to destroy the heart and the mind and the soul of our children, to destroy their belief in God and in family and in country. They know exactly what they're doing. It is a subversive international movement. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And the most fascinating hypocrisy of all this is that the Department of Education has told states, if you don't adopt Common Core, we can then cut the money that we give to you for your government education in your state. While at the same time, the Obama administration is demanding that our children and grandchildren be put into classrooms with Common Core as the curriculum. The president himself has his kids in a real education facility, a private school that educates the students about everything, not just what the government wants. So his children are getting a quality education, whereas our children, per President Obama, those kids that are in government schools are getting an automatically inferior education. So what he's doing, just like the Politburo of old and the way the Congress treats the people of the United States by not living under their own rules, he refuses to allow his kids to get an inferior education. And he spends $40,000 a year per child to get a good quality education, which he's denying your children and grandchildren.
Amen. Go right ahead.
And one of the most fascinating parts of the whole education story is that when he became president, there were 2,000 students in Washington, D.C., almost exclusively black, that were being given vouchers so they can go to charter schools or private schools so they can get a better quality education. As soon as he became president, he told those black kids that they have to go back to the inferior government schools of Washington, D.C. The money for the private schools and the charter schools was being taken away. And while he sends his kids to very high quality private school, He's telling the other black kids in Washington, D.C., you do not deserve to have a quality education. And even though you had a quality education for a few years, I'm going to stop that and force you back into inferior failed schools. And, you know, if a white person did that, that would be called racist. I'm not sure what you call it, except for outrageous, when Obama does it.
Well, I think that people really have to understand we've got to get your kids out of the government schools because, of course, they're going to program them. They're going to destroy their belief in God and in family and in country. In fact, I was just had one of my guests on here a couple of nights ago, and he was just lamenting the fact that his son had voted for Obama, his son and one of our good friends, and yet his son basically is a victim of a liberal education. You've got, Sydney, to protect your children, and you do that by getting them out of government schools. There are all sorts of private homeschool educations that can cost you just maybe less than $20 or $30 a year. For Sydney, it's all the Robinson homeschool curriculum, which we've carried for years. Basically, average $17 a year for everything you need other than the Saxon math textbooks, and you can have your child get a quality education where, of course, that they are not indoctrinated. Do you care enough? And, of course, these programs are all designed so the child learns to think and to educate themselves. You put them into a government school under Common Core, and heaven help them. Well, certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, give us a call. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Stephen, Frank, and before we go on, Stephen, I wanted to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your daily blog, and how they can join you in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization.
They can go to California Political News and Views on the Internet. That's a website at capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. And every morning at 3 a.m., you'll receive a newsletter with 10 different stories on it, up-to-date stories. And then you can go to the website and see a lot more about those stories right on the website. And I urge you to do that. It's free. There's no charge to it. Just put in your email address where it says alert and hit submit. And the next day you will start receiving the California Political News and Views. And the idea behind the newsletter, and I've been doing it since 1996, the idea behind it is that I want people to know those stories the mainstream media refuses to publish, and I'd like to give explanations about the stories the mainstream media misrepresents to the public and explain the truth behind the stories, not just what the media wants you to know, but those that information that you really need to know in order to be an educated voter and somebody who, when you go to town halls or meet with your elected officials, you know the questions to ask, how to ask the questions, and know when they're lying to you when they respond. That's the California Political News and Views, capoliticalnews.com.
And we recommend Stephen's material. We think it's important that you have access to it. You need certain sources of information you can trust. And Stephen's been at this battle for a good long while. And he's not in this to make money. You don't get charged for getting his letter, but you get the information you need. And basically, the media is controlled. And until you understand that, you can't understand why so much of what's really going on in the world today, most people are totally unaware of. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, and that's the biggest part of the problem. The general public, there's a new phrase out there that the media uses called the low-information voter. These are individuals that don't know the name of the vice president. These are individuals who don't understand, and there was a poll taken, and the question was raised, which do you support more, Obamacare or the Affordable Health Act, Affordable Care Act? And And some people said Obamacare, some people said the other one. In reality, they're both the same. But the American public doesn't even know that there's that these are one and the same, interchangeable terms for the health care program of the federal government. People just don't even understand that. I would challenge your listeners that the next time they go to a restaurant in the area where they live, ask the waitress if they know the name of the Congress member for that district, and they'll probably say no, they don't. Then ask the waitress if they're registered to vote, and they'll say yes. Did they vote in the last election? They will say yes. Then which member of Congress did you vote for? And they'll say, I don't remember. Yet they are going to be complaining about money being taken out of their paycheck for taxes, the lack of health care under Obamacare, which is really third world health care, their children not getting an education, but they don't even know the name of their member of Congress. And that's why President Obama and the Democrats can get away with it, because the media doesn't want to tell all of the truth, and the general public would rather watch reruns of Seinfeld than they would finding out how their Congress member voted on raising the debt. And yet that is more important than a Jerry Seinfeld joke on an old TV show.
I agree with you totally.
And so while we're doing all of this, the general public needs to understand that they have to get involved. It is not enough to sit across the table at Thanksgiving and tell your uncle or your nephew, gee, isn't it terrible that the government is spending so much money, and that's all you do. What is truly needed is for the listener and for the general public to start questioning the members of Congress, and you can't question them unless you know what they're doing and how they voted and what the issues are. So when we come down to an issue of should we increase the amount of money being spent for national defense, inherently most people say, yes, we need to do that. But a thoughtful person needs to ask the question, where is the money going? How are we using it? Are we using the current monies to its best advantage? Do we have corruption in the process? Do we have waste in the process? We should be asking those questions before we say, yes, let's raise the budget for the Defense Department or for any department.
I think people have to realize that the Defense Department is not defending America. There is a small group of people who, while we're dedicated to a world government, they are a ruling elite, basically a very, very small group of people, control both political parties. They have their people in the military, within the banking industry, and the major corporations controlling both political parties, working certainly within our churches or educational system, and the six major corporations that control the media. And basically, of course, they largely determine American foreign domestic policy. And what is that policy? The foundation of American foreign policy is to bring about a one world government, to alter the structure of our society, to bring socialism, which of course is certainly top down control over the population. But basically, they're using the financial military power of the United States to bring about a one world government, a one world financial system, a one world religion, doing everything they can, both in America and throughout this country, to destroy Christianity. And eventually we're going to have a one world leader. There's no question at all. They know exactly what they're doing. And the fact that people don't understand that, they think this has to do with right and left, it doesn't. It has to do with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a small group of very evil people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world a destructive society. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're moving it into a situation where one day, why the whole financial structure of America will be destroyed, and anybody who has their money tied into bonds or into pensions or into annuities or certainly into anything that is tied to the dollar is going to end up losing most of it and becoming impoverished. And the people who have worked so hard all of their lives to amass money for their retirement are going to one day wake up to the horrible realization that they've been impoverished. And it's happened simply, literally overnight. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, when you talk about pensions and people losing their investments, just this past week, the city government of Stockton, which is in bankruptcy, announced that they're going to repay the investors in pension obligation bonds between 50 and 65% less than the face value of those bonds. Those folks are going to take a real haircut, a real bath for investing in the city of Stockton. That also means that future sale of bonds, both in Stockton and elsewhere, will have higher interest rates, and in some areas, they won't even be able to sell bonds of any sort because government is no longer trustworthy with bond money. But at the same time, they are cutting 50 to 65% from the investors in the bonds. They're giving 100% of the money owed to CalPERS, which is the corrupt, wasted, mismanaged agency that caused the problem in the first place, along with the city councils that gave sweetheart deals to the unions, which created the high level of unfunded liabilities. And so the combination of the union of the city councils selling out to the unions, CalPERS not telling the truth about their and CalSTRS not telling the truth about their investments and their investment returns, and not explaining that when they say they're going to get 7.5% and they only get 2 or 3% return on investment, the difference becomes an unfunded liability, and that adds up. In the case of CalSTRS, the teachers' retirement, $166 billion as of January 1st, and in the case of CalPERS, $640 billion.
Now, is that the deficit in those programs or what?
Well, the deficit in CalPERS as of January 1st, which is 2.5 months from now, is going to be $640
billion. $640 billion. That's certainly over half a trillion dollars. Go ahead.
Is
that million or billion?
Billion.
Okay, so it's almost half $1 trillion. So this is the deficit. How can you possibly run a major pension fund when you're half $1 trillion in debt?
Well, the CalSTRS, which is the teacher retirement fund, at $71 billion, they know they're going to run out of money in 30 years. But as of January 1st, their unfunded liability will not be $71 billion, but it's going to be $166 billion, which means that they're going to run out of money probably in 13 to 14 years. That means those teachers who are retiring today, in 13 or 14 years, there'll be no money left to pay them. And those teachers who think they're paying into a system where they're going to get money are not going to get anything out of the system. Total scam. If it was a private pension system, the people running it would be thrown in jail, and the system itself would be taken over and run by government.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got real problems, and the average individual really doesn't understand that the unions put up money to get people elected to the city council. The people on the city council gave sweetheart deals to the members of the union, and it was just almost like it was too good to be true. But you can't certainly have a system that is not financially sound, and so many of these people are going to eventually find out they're going to live their old age in impoverishment and poverty. We'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver.
The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. It has been very gratifying to me to hear from various people about this. I mean, they're getting contact from people all over the world. Cheryl Hancock, living over in Israel, had commented that she had gotten some messages from a number of Messianic Jews and from Talmudic Jews living in Samaria, and they were listening to Radio Liberty there on the internet, and then they were calling or emailing her. They wanted to talk to her certainly about what was going on in the world. And basically, I talked to Constance Cumby this last week, and we're going to have her on for 2-hour sessions week after next. But Constance was saying that she'd actually gotten information from Singapore. Somebody who'd heard her on our programs and wanted to publish her information in Singapore. So when you join the Radio Liberty family, it becomes something that's a lot larger than I am, that's a lot larger than you are, and it is having an impact out across America. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you can get our 4 best tapes of the month, or CDs of the month. You can get our monthly newsletter. Why? Because you can get the books and DVDs and all these things we've accumulated. You'll find them up on our website. You'll find them in the catalog, and if you call us, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can get Cindy will send you a catalog. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of the other items we carry, because it all goes into financing the are paying for the radio stations because the radio stations have to make a living as well. And so we don't mind paying them. The people that carry our program, I think, are very generous to us. But it's still an extremely expensive proposition. So if you'd like to, of course, join the Radio Liberty family, why, of course, you can get the health products that we carry. And basically, we have all sorts of health products that you should be taking for your general health. Barbara and I take them. You can find them up on the website, or you can get them off the catalog, or so you can just call and ask for a list of the health products we carry. But most people are deficient in magnesium, certainly in selenium, and certainly in vitamin D3, and in curcumin and other flavonoids. And you need to be taking supplements or to maintain your health. Certainly, we have something called prostate support for men over 55 to 60 who are beginning to have urinary tract symptoms. Basically, of course, if you're coming down with the flu, you need antibiotic, which is a combination of oil of oregano and certainly allicin and garlic and oil of elderberry. And we carry all of these sort of things. We have another support called immune support, which boosts your immune system. And it's simply three or four mushrooms. Oh, they're all put together by a very responsible company, a responsible Christian company. But basically, of course, so we put them out because they help to support what we do and because we believe in them. We even have a line of spices. And, of course, people usually get a little tiny jar to begin with, and then when they reorder them, they get a great big jar. And basically, of course, so right now a lot of people are having financial problems. We know that. But these are products you need, and you should be laying in a supply of health products because we are moving into a crisis situation. And if you heard the first hour tonight,